episode 449, How to Celebrate Your Greatness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you feeling today? Guess what? It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. Oh, yes, it is. I pray wherever you are in your week that it is actually turning out to be even greater than what you expected it to. I pray that you are having a marvelous one and that you are really springing into action because spring is here. There's no reason to settle in life. I mean, you know, we've got our makeup that settles in those lines and creases and the wrinkles that are beginning to appear in our face. And woo, don't settle in your life because you were created for greatness. You were made to shine. You're a diamond in the rough and you are absolutely incredible. Today, I want to chat with you about how to celebrate your greatness. I believe that you are great, and maybe on days you believe it too, but I would say as a whole, most of us don't think of ourselves as great or even awesome. We kind of settle in like makeup does into the wrinkles of our skin, and it's just like, oh, it's just another day. Have you ever been asked the question, hey, how was your day? How did work go? What was your reaction? What was your response? Usually our reaction is to say like, oh, it was one of those days, you know, or, oh, I was just too busy to even think about it. Kind of one of those two directions versus a response where we give it 2.5 seconds of thought and we're thinking, oh, I actually had an amazing day. This is what transpired over my day. And can you believe I ran into a longtime friend and then you tell a story. But when we are reacting in our lives because of what is dealt to us, the questions that are thrown at us, the actions that are taken upon us that we don't feel like we have control, all we do is react. Really, if we would take a moment and respond, it's amazing how our life would shift just in that. Got a question for you. How many of you are interested in social media? Okay, that's what I thought. Probably most of you said yes. You're probably either on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Periscope. I mean, we could go on and on and on. There's so many different social media areas out there for us to kind of fumble through, to have fun with. And you follow your friends and your friends follow you. You follow your family. You follow strangers. You follow people that you look up to or you find interesting. Maybe people who you aspire to become because, well, they inspire you. Or maybe they're doing what you want to do. And so you're like, oh, I'm just going to kind of follow them in secret so I can see. Maybe I'll glean something from them because I just want to follow them. How many of you all do that? Well, probably all of you, right? Yes, we all do that. Now, there might be a few of you that say, no, I really try and stay away from social media. Hey, and that can be a very positive thing too. The crazy thing is, though, about social media and what I have found is that you begin looking at everybody else's highlight reel, their movie trailer. I was downloading and syncing up my photos from my digital devices, too many of them, unfortunately. But I had taken some on my phone and taken some from my actual camera. Yes, I actually have a real camera. I do videos and things like that. And with kids, you got to have another camera. I mean, you just can't have one, right? So between my phone and my actual camera, and we were having a play, and we've got stuff with the Greek community this weekend. And so I knew I needed to have all of the photos saved, put away so I could clean them up and I could use the memory because I knew I was going to be taking a lot of pictures. And when I say I take a lot of pictures, I take a lot of pictures. Of course, we have a big family. That's why I take a lot of pictures. Well, anyway, so I'm syncing all of my photos from my digital devices and all the videos. And I began to realize that social media is kind of our Bible to life's highlight reel. And we let it kind of control us, distract us. And we actually begin to study everyone else's highlight reel, but our own. How many postings have you done recently on social media? Think about it. Maybe you've done an absolute ton and you're one of those birds that are out there all the time. Or maybe you're one that says, no, I'm just going to put out the ones that I think need to be out there. You can definitely see the difference between those who are doing it more for business awareness versus personal awareness or professional awareness. And not say that's good or bad, it's just a fact. It's the way social media works. People are trying to get noticed. They want to be paid. They want attention paid to them. Like, hello, look at me, look at me, look at me. The thing is, that's exactly what you're doing. You're looking at them, their highlight reel. You are seeing only the exciting, amazing, incredible snapshots of their whole movie, their life. What they want to flash in front of you, the good stuff, maybe a little bit of the bad, but most of the time it's not the everyday things that we all go through that adds up to the major catastrophes or the major celebrations, the greatness in your life. So instead of focusing on everybody else's highlight reel, I want you to pause for a moment and I want you to take this in. You need to begin to turn your focus onto your journey. You need to stop chasing so many other people. Create your now, your highlight reel, your movie trailer for your life. I had the wake-up call. Oh, it was an awakening. As I was syncing up these videos and photos during the, you know, digital downloads and et cetera, I was looking at them and they went all the way back to my second son graduation, high school graduation. And I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't sunk this camera since then. If that's even a word, sorry, if that's not a word, my English majors, I don't know. Anyway, so I sunk it. And so I was syncing them and I started to look and I was like, oh my gosh, it gave me time of reflection. And then it moved and fast forwarded through and we went through Christmas and we went through also the start of the school year. And I noticed with each child how they changed, just little bits. And you know, when you're a mom and you're sitting there and you're like, oh, okay, you're going through life. And then all of a sudden they wake up and they seem like they're 2 inches tall. And you're like, oh my gosh, you sprouted overnight. No, they did not. They've been sprouting here little bits by little bits over the last 4 to 5 months. It's just now that it's big enough that you notice. Hence, your greatness, your highlight reel, you're missing the little things in your life that add up to the major big things, your greatness. You began to be focused on everybody else's life. Seeing how they change, seeing how their kids grow. But really, do you look back at all those thousands of pictures that you've taken? Now, that doesn't mean that you need to go back to when they were a baby and you need to fast forward. But just that little part when I was syncing them from my son's graduation, because it was his graduation cake. It had a tennis racket on it, all done in orange. It started there and it ended up what pictures we took just recently this week. And I was like, oh my goodness, a lot has transpired between then and now. And it hasn't even been a year. We're getting close to a year. But I was just kind of taken back. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It allowed myself as their mother, number one, to reflect on, you've got some really good kids. You're doing a good job, Mom. It also gave me time to reflect on who? Me, myself. What I was doing, how I was growing, how I was changing. We don't see the little changes in our life that add up to the greatness because we're not looking for them. We're looking at everybody else's. How long is it going to take where you keep burying yourself in somebody else's successes and greatness and begin recognizing your own? You see, this Sweet Spirit Sunday today is your time to refuel and rejuvenate your spirit so that you can take time to see your growth, the changes, the transformations, the storms that you've overcome. How to celebrate your greatness. Take a pause. Maybe you haven't gotten that camera out in a while and you're like, well, I take pictures, but I got a really big memory card in there so I don't have to sync them all the time. I'm right with you there, sister. I got a really big memory card. But it's awesome to look back to see those little changes. We tend to do life going through the motions. And I think a great analogy of this is I was doing dishes and my mom was visiting me. And as I'm doing the dishes, we're having a conversation. I'm not thinking about what I'm doing with those dishes. I'm focused on the conversation. But in doing the dishes, I know that, well, this glass was filled with milk. Milk has sugar in it, and it tends, when it sits out, it gets kind of yucky at the bottom, and it's got an extra groove, so I've got to make sure I scrub that, make sure it's really good, so when it goes in the dishwasher, it's really clean. Am I really thinking through that? No. I'm doing the motion. I'm doing the action, but I'm not in the moment of scrubbing the glass. I'm in the moment of the conversation with my mother. You see, but we live our lives going through the moment of scrubbing our glasses. We're just doing it. We're just going through the motions. We're not doing anything to stop and actually be present in the moment. You see, I was present in my conversation with my mother. And so to that, yes, it was a big benefit. I was kind of multitasking, so to speak. Woohoo. So, you know, I was enjoying my conversation with my mom, but I wasn't focused on the activity. See, what we're doing is we're focused on everybody else's highlight reels, everything else on social media, all the other distractions of everybody else's life, and we're not focused on our own greatness. Therefore, you're not celebrating it. Why? Because we are inclined to remember the negative. We're inclined to bring our own self down. Take away that inclination today. And say, wait a minute, I am great. I've done some great things and I need to understand that. I need to recognize that. I need to see my accomplishments. I need to see that, wow, I'm actually a good mama. And the times that, yeah, I'm getting those whites in my hair, maybe need a little extra color, but I'm doing something good. Look at where my kids have come from. Oh, it's doing awesome. Maybe it's a gift of forgiveness. Maybe you've been struggling in a relationship either with friends or family, and all of a sudden you look at a picture and then you look at one 2 months later and you're like, oh my gosh, do you see the genuine smile there? Forgiveness does work. You see, we don't see the little things because we're afraid to reflect on them. We're caught in everybody else's to-dos, everybody else's highlight reels, their trailers. It's time to visit your own. It's time to refuel and rejuvenate your sweet spirit. It's time to recognize your greatness and celebrate you, where you are in your journey. This journey isn't ending today. It's another day, another chapter, another page turned. But you are continuing to write the story. So as a reflection of what has happened, you can see your growth and celebrate your greatness. You can see all the changes that were made. Maybe it's a physical change. Maybe you're trying to lose weight. I got to tell you a funny story. As I'm sitting here getting ready to go to the play and I'm getting dressed, changing clothes, whatever, and I came out, my daughter said, wow, Mom, your butt looks really good. She goes, not to be like weird or something. And I was like, what? Where is this coming from? Okay, well, I take a lot of before and after pictures. Because as you all know, I'm into right now sculpting my body. She noticed a change. Now, I got to tell you, it's really difficult to just take a butt picture. I'm just telling you, it's hard. But my daughter is one who's raw and honest. And she's going to tell me like it is. And oh, did she? And I was like, really? I never noticed. Now, you know what rang so clear to me? And what I really grasped from that comment from her? You see, remember right now, I'm suffering from a slight shoulder injury. And my shoulder is just not really working like it needs to be. And so I'm having to take some time off. And that doesn't make me real happy. And I was working on this 3-month training, and then I was going to go off for a month to do another set because it's a rest time, and then I pick it back up again. And I was actually mad because I was short a week and a half of that training. Do you know what she just told me by that comment was, you know what? What you're doing, the little things you're doing every single day, Mom, is making a greater impact. You are creating greatness. You need to celebrate your greatness. You, sister, need to celebrate you. You need to celebrate your greatness. You need to see what's not being seen because you're focused on everybody else. So today, I want to encourage you today. Your encouragement kiss for your sweet spirit is that you will pause and that you will look and go back to some of your pictures. And maybe it's just your pictures on your phone that you have saved. And you just go back through them. Maybe when you're sitting down and you don't have to give anything a lot of thought, but you can actually focus on the pictures. Think about where you were at that time when you see those pictures. And as things change, what jumps out to you? What transformation have you created for yourself? What impact are you making on the world that you touch? Your family, your husband, your children. You are great. And it's about time you begin to recognize that. Refuel your spirit today. Rejuvenate it. And go celebrate your greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.